Good evening, everyone, and welcome. This is the regular semi-monthly meeting of the Pacifica National Board Finance Committee. It is, let me think, I have no idea what day it is. I think it's September 25th, and approximately 5:36 Pacific time, 8:36 Eastern time. My name is Tracy Rosenberg. I'm the chair of this committee and a listener rep from KPFA. We're going to start by having our secretary, R. Paul Martin of WBAI, call the roll, if you would, R. Paul.
Okay, I have actually us starting here at 34 after, but there we go.
Thank you. I think it's right.
Ken Aaron, here. Jim Boyd. Bill Crozier.
Here.
Marcus Jeter. Campbell Johnson.
Here.
Kim Kaufman.
Here.
R. Paul Martin, here. Tracy Rosenberg.
Here.
Alex Steinberg, Barbara Wipperman, LeVarn Williams.
Okay, and let me just say, for the record, even though we don't do excused absences on the committee, just so you know, Alex Steinberg from WBAI is in Greece. That's why he's not with us. And Marcus Jeter and Jim Boyd both let us know in advance.
Hello.
Did you find?
Barbara.
Or Paul, can you mark Barbara present?
Yeah.
Okay. So we just called the roll. At this point in time, we have a fairly short draft agenda. This is not a special meeting. This is actually our regularly scheduled second and fourth meeting of the month. So the agenda is open for modifications, changes, or conditions, but in deference to the fact that we've met 5,000 times in September, I kept the agenda fairly short with the idea that most of our pending business, including financial transparency policies and manager guidelines and all of the rest of it, would likely be postponed until after the budgetary process is completed. So that's where we're at, and the budget that we have basically goes roll call, approve the agenda, draft minutes, finalize KPFK budget, and that's it, because we have been notified by the CFO that due to the payroll transition that never ends, the archives budget will not be available to us this evening. So that's all we have.
Is it summer?
Hi, Summer.
Hey, Tracy.
So if I could get a motion to approve.
Maybe. So moved.
Any objections?
Without objection.
Okay. Terrific. Then our pending minutes. My recollection is for us September 4th and September 5th, which is take a look at September 5th. Okay. Taking them one by one, I guess, is what we should do. Does anyone want to move to approve September 4th, or do they have a notification to suggest?
I have a question. I understand that actually, even if they're approved and we find something that's a big error later, we could bring it up at some other time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't like to put off approving the minutes, but I have not read them either.
You can always go back and bring them back onto the table. There's no procedural reason not to do that. And if there's an error at D, one should. And you can either vote to approve or you can abstain, whichever you prefer.
Okay.
Point of information, Madam Chair.
Uh-huh.
I'm trying to open the Excel file, and I got a signal office file validation detected a problem while trying to open this file. Opening it may be dangerous.
I don't know why you would have gotten that. I didn't get that when I opened it. I can go ahead and resend the file. Yeah, man, what that's about. I don't know, Campbell.
Mine opened fine, so.
Well, well you've probably got a super computer.
Computer.
I got it okay, too.
It may be, yeah, your computer. Close it down and start. Try again. See if it does the same thing.
Well, yeah, that's the budget you're having the problem
yeah,
with, right?
Opening the budget.
Yeah, because the minutes are RTF files.
Oh no, I'm not trying to open the minutes. I'm trying to open the budget.
Yeah. Yeah. No, we're kind of. That was just a point of some. That was just a point of information about something else entirely.
Same thing.
So does anybody want to move to approve the September 4th minutes?
This is Kim. I read
okay.
them, and they, you know, mostly talk about KPFK, so I move to approve.
Thank you. Are there any objections? Does anybody want to abstain for the record?
I'll abstain. Kim.
I will, too. I have
okay,
read.
Then our poll is to call the poll.
Before our poll goes, can somebody perhaps try resending the file? See if maybe it acts better.
Yeah, I'm not in front of a computer, and of course, Cam had problems with the file that I sent. So does someone else want to forward the file to Campbell?
Yeah, I can.
He's
do
in a position
it.
To do that.
Okay, thank you, Bill.
That's great, Bill. Thank you.
Anybody else need it? There's Campbell. Okay, I'll just send it to Campbell.
Hey, this is
okay,
Jim. I just be voting on.
Okay. The motion is.
Oh, hi, Jim.
What are we voting on?
The motion is to approve the September 4th minutes.
Got it.
Ken Aaron.
Yes.
Jim Boyd.
Yes.
Bill Crozier.
Yes.
Marcus Jeter. Campbell Johnson.
Abstain.
Kim Kaufman?
Yes.
R. Paul Martin? Yes. Tracy Rosenberg?
Yes.
Alex Steinberg? Barbara Whipperman?
Abstain.
LaVarne Williams? 6-4-0 against 2 abstentions.
Okay, sounds good. We will now go through the same process with the minutes for September 5th. So once again, does anyone have a modification that they'd like to make, or would someone like to move to approve?
If I'm not on mute, I move to approve.
Okay. Kim has still moved. Are there any objections, and would anybody like to abstain for the record?
I would.
I will, too.
Okay. Then, Paul, rerun. Let's do the roll.
Okay, 1 second.
Never you ready.
Okay. The motion is to approve the September 5th minutes. Ken Aaron.
Approve.
Say again. Ken Aaron.
Yes.
Okay. Jim Boyd.
Yes.
Bill Crozier.
Yes.
Marcus Jeter, Campbell Johnson.
Abstain.
Kim Kaufman.
Yes.
R. Paul Martin, yes. Tracy Rosenberg. I think Tracy just dropped. Alex Steinberg, Barbara Whipperman.
Abstain.
LaVarne Williams. And Tracy. Is that you?
This is Tracy. Yes, I'm sorry. I fell off the call. Did we approve the minutes? Do you need my vote?
Well, we with or without, we're still voting. To approve the 9-5 minutes, how do you vote?
I vote yes.
Okay. So it's 6-4-0 against 2 abstentions.
Okay, thank you. So the minutes are approved. They will be posted shortly. I have a whole bunch of minutes to post on KPFK.org, but they will be up there shortly. I think I have a bunch to do, dating from about July or August.
Okay. So at this point, we are up to our KPFK budget. I just want to sort of let people understand where we left off and where we are now. And I also want to do an apology for the stream. Somewhere in my head, I thought Jim Boyd had asked for an absence from this committee this evening, and I announced that, but apparently not. So I'm sorry, Jim.
I'm here.
You are duly here. Okay, so with the KPFK budget, at a previous meeting, I believe it was on the 18th, after going through a couple of fairly extensive review sessions, we went ahead and approved a motion that made some revenue adjustments to the KPFK projections. Not huge, I think about $180,000 in total or so. And we went line by line through the expenses with help of the KPFK treasurer, Kim Kaufman. And we made a number of adjustments of various numbers up and down to what we felt was more confident with the actuals and the current situation. The provisional budget that we sort of approved had about $115,000 or $120,000 surplus before capital and did allow for the purchase of a transmitter, much needed in KPFK as the primary capital expense, which left a small surplus in the vicinity of $25,000 post-purchase. And that's where we were. The part that we needed to take care of was finalizing those expenses.
You've dropped off, Tracy.
Tracy? Can't hear you, Tracy. And I think she just dropped out. Okay.
She dropped into a tunnel or something.
I anticipate she'll be back here as rapidly as her little machine can dial us up.
This is Bill. Let me just... I was going to ask Campbell, did you get the file I sent?
No, not yet. I'll refresh my screen again.
Okay, it's a big file.
I know, 2.2.
Yikes, cell phone stuff is awful. But anyway, the upshot was the piece of work
that we
needed.
Finalizing. We need to.
Yes. We need to finalize what those expense side adjustments are in specific terms. So that's basically all we have to do tonight. It shouldn't take too long, but I guess the first step is for everyone to take a look at the budget spreadsheet. The numbers in the budget 2013 category are, to the best of my knowledge, the numbers that we were working with on the 18th. The revenue numbers certainly are, and the expense numbers, according to Kim, are, and I believe that that's the case. Projected 2012 column has been left alone, and I've added a column called updated 2012 projection, which is based on the document that LaVarne sent us at the end of the meeting on the 18th, where she said, you know, we're further along in time now than we were in July, and this is an updated projection from the KPFK business manager. And as you can see, those numbers, while they aren't complete, she had described it as column M on that spreadsheet, do provide a little bit of congruence with the numbers that the NFC came up with, which I think is very reassuring. So we seem to be pretty much on the track of where the actuals have really been in 2012. So with that, I'm going to shut up and basically just see if there's any questions or if anyone's memory of what we did on the 18th is different. And then I think it will just be a prospect of Kim or myself dictating a fairly long omnibus motion, and then we'll pretty much be off the phone tonight. So are there any questions or comments? And Campbell, have you been able to open the file?
No, I haven't gotten a second thing, and I'm kind of concerned about, you know, playing around with it because I've got some, you know, very critical stuff to do tonight.
Okay. Okay. Bill, did you send Campbell a copy?
Yeah, I sent it at 7:41 my time.
Okay.
About 7 minutes ago.
Huh.
Maybe the little pony hasn't gotten
the internet.
LaVarne on the call.
Hi, LaVarne.
Hey.
Welcome.
Budget. My computer doesn't want to open the budget. The one that you, Tracy. Do you have another version or an earlier version, or where was the source of the version that you that you sent?
I sent it right before the meeting, about 5:20.
No, I didn't. I asked, what was the, did you make changes, or was this from an earlier version?
It's called NFC Commodified. It's an Excel document. Most of the committee seems to have been able to have opened it up. Campbell had a problem. Are you having a problem as well?
I'm not. Well, my computer doesn't want to open. It says that it has viruses or something in it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what happened. So,
don't know why some people would be getting that response and some people wouldn't. That's strange. Bill, can you go ahead and send a copy to LaVarne as well?
Okay.
Ken, do the stack.
What the computer suggests is that if you... Oh, well, Bill's going to resend it because he said to resave and resend the file.
I still haven't gotten yours, Bill.
This is Ken to the stack.
Yes, Ken, go ahead.
I got the same message, and maybe if Bill could save it as an XLS file rather than XLX.
Yeah.
XLSX.
Well, okay. I usually send stuff in XLS because not everyone has XLSX. But
I can save it as ODT if you can open that.
It's Ken.
Mm-hmm.
I'm okay. I went and said edit anyhow.
Okay.
Don't edit.
All right, well, let's try to get Campbell and LaVarne up to speed. I can go ahead and resend it as well. Let me go do that.
Okay, just resave and resend.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what page do we want to start with? Which tab?
This is going on. This is Jim. Can I just ask one question on this? Since I wasn't,
yeah.
I don't know if it was taken care of last
sure.
meeting dealing with community events.
Uh-huh.
I just curious. It shows $25,000 in revenue and $20,000 in expenses. And
Yes, it does.
I was just curious if that's volunteer time doing that, or if that's staff time. It seemed like that would be losing money if it's staff time involved. And if there is a possibility of a negative as rain or earthquake.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to come out a negative. I'm just curious.
If you take a look at the 2012 figures, it did in fact come out a negative by a 2-to-1 ratio. The revenue is in the $65,000 range, and the expenses are in the $120,000 range.
So is this considered more outreach, advertising?
Summer to the stack, too.
Let me let the KPFK folks answer that. We did talk about it at some length, but Kim first, followed by Summer.
I realize I wasn't there, and I don't want to bring a rehashing, but that seems...
Yeah.
I'm going to let Summer actually talk about this because she'll be more diplomatic. I just want to point out that on the top part, you have $20,000. And where it's listed at the bottom, at the end of the document, it's listed at 19. It's not. I just want to point out the inconsistency, and I'll let Summer handle this. But thank you for your observations, Jim. Yes. Yes.
Yep. Okay, Jim. So not to be brutal and cut to the chase, but you're dead on it. Based on what KPFK does with community events, I'd ban them throughout the network, frankly. But I do hear that people actually know how to produce things at other stations, and that sometimes this is good. I understand the KPFT participated in a music festival down there in Texas, so some of the stations are pretty good at this. Last year was a debacle. It was worse than normal, but as someone who's produced concerts, I have yet to see KPFK be terribly good at producing events. We do seem to do better if other people are producing, and we simply take part of the proceeds because of some involvement And yes, you are right. It is staff time, and I frankly think it's a net loss financially. Whether or not one sees it as outreach is subjective in interpretation. It seems that when we are involved with, say, small concerts that our programmers have put together, that can sometimes be beneficial to the station, but anything where we're actually attempting to produce it has, this last year, lost a lot of money. And in previous years, although they haven't lost a lot of money, they haven't exactly been huge revenue generators, and sometimes some of these events have taken several months of allocated staff time. So it's certainly something worthy to be discussed in terms of overall policies. Part of the problem is things are done differently state to station, so we can't just lay one blanket policy that says, you know, you can do this kind of community event, but not that kind, or you can do it this way and not that. But so far, the track record at KPFK has not been good for showing that this is a really efficient way to focus one's time, energy, or money. So that's probably a conservative estimate. That we would at least not lose money, that we'd only make $5,000, but I'm sure if you were to actually balance it against the staff time, then yes, it's probably a net loss, and probably quite a bit, frankly, because most of these things take a significant portion of staff resources for a while, leaving us to them. So that was me being diplomatic. It's pretty darn bleak at KPFK when it comes to community events.
Kim, with one more comment.
Okay, and then I'd like to put myself on the staff. Anybody else?
Bill.
Sure. I'm sorry. I wasn't on mute. You can put me on the stack. This is LaVon.
Okay. LaVon and Bill. Anybody else?
Paul, maybe, unless somebody
Campbell
else covers it.
R. Paul and Campbell. Okay. So everybody wants to weigh in. Okay. So we'll start with Kim.
This is short. I have been advocating that our best outreach will be getting a new transmitter.
Okay. Next, I go to Bill.
Okay, thank you. Actually, I had a question over here about that, too. On line 43, transmitter equipment, capital items, the updated, I presume, actual for FY12 was $120,949, and the budget for this next year is $92,000 for another one, which I'm not sure, is that $92,000 going to be adequate if it cost $120,000 for the first one? I know there was some extra costs, but
Summer, let's leave the question on the stack, and I'll get back to you.
Okay, because I may or may not have an answer, but I actually know.
I know exactly what that is. So
okay, Bill, you'll get your answer at the end of the stack.
Okay.
There is an answer, and the K people know what it is, and you'll get the answer. But let's try to run through the stack so we don't end up knocking people out. Next was LaVarn.
Before you come to community events, I mean, I would have to look at one of those individually. But the other aspect of community events, like with KPFA and their craft fair, is that it's a lot of publicity. And it depends on how you actually really put the information out there. It is used as publicity KPFA. And I know they've done surveys sometime, and they ask the people who attend if they listen to KPFA, and a lot of people have said no. So, you know, if this event actually is able to generate and gather more listeners, it serves as you get a little revenue, sometimes very little. We won't talk about the KPFA event you lost funds. But community events can serve as a means of advertising, since we don't have an advertising budget. And if we are able to generate a little funds, it goes a long way. So that's the other aspect of community events. But everything has to be done in a way that, you know, that it actually serves that purpose.
Okay, so we have our Paul next on the stack, followed by Campbell.
Okay, pardon me if I chew while I'm doing it. all right, I'm looking at line 49. Let's go to 35. All right, so we're projecting a net income net loss of $64,000. After the transmitter, it'll be a deficit of 56. And is there some way? I mean, we're just dealing with line items here. Community events is a line. Is there some way we could, you know, detail this rather than simply a line? Because obviously, if it breaks even, but it's taken a whole bunch of paid staff time, it is a loss. So maybe we note that some things work sort of okay or good advertising, and I think we know that at least something didn't. And maybe we could put in a detail there of do certain things, don't do certain other things, something like that. Would that be workable, or is that micromanaging, or I don't know what? Because it's looking, you know, these things are dicey. So I'm wondering if we can get detailed.
Well, it's a good thought. I don't know. Let's keep talking. Campbell, you're next.
I guess that's you've expressed my concerns in that, you know, are we doing the same thing the same way and expecting a different result? Or are there some actual, you know, differences between how this was done last year when it ended up being a loss and, you know, what we're projecting for the coming year? You know, I just have a problem with us doing the same thing the same way and expecting a different result.
Sure. Okay, so let's go to Ken, because he hasn't talked.
We have scientific proof that at certain stations, public events do not increase risk.
Can't quite hear you, Ken.
We have scientific evidence that at certain stations, public events do not increase listenership, because listenership is declining at KPFA and KPFK. So the theory, it doesn't hold water. We've been trying it for 4 years. It isn't working. That's all. Just a note. No, just something to observe.
Okay. So I have Summer and Kim on the stack to address Bill's question. I wanted to talk about community events, so I'm going to put myself on the stack, and then we'll go to Summer and Kim. And just say briefly that, you know, what we had at K last year was we had a large-scale event planned and produced that, you know, that didn't go well. It lost a substantial amount of money, and that's basically the loss that we're looking at. So I do think that we are, in fact, suggesting that that sort of thing not repeat itself, which I don't think is controversial. Nobody wants to lose 40 or 50 grand on an event ever again. And I think that what we're implying with these numbers is more frequent, smaller events with less expectations and less staff time devoted to them, with the idea that at least we will keel back to a place where we're not losing money on events. I mean, obviously, if they make more than intended, that's great. But I think, given the fact that staff is not going to increase and is, in fact, likely to decrease slightly, that basically what's being conceded is it's unlikely that there's going to be a significant investment in community events this year. So ideally, what they're going to do is try to at least break even on whatever they do, and hopefully a little better than break even. But that basically we're scaling down because there was a catastrophe last year that really can't be repeated. Because there's no money in this budget to lose $40,000 on an event. That can't happen. Okay, so Summer and Kim wanted to address the transmitter question. Let's do Summer first and then Kim.
Okay, thanks. And just to be clear, last year's debacle was worse than normal, but the concert the year before only made a little bit of money. And the one the year before that, we don't have concert producers working for us. They've got to stop trying to produce concerts. So that's without a doubt. And the other thing is, these aren't used as effective outreach tools. I can't get anyone to turn these into membership situations where you bring a laptop up, actually put people into members and give them a T-shirt, and you walk away with database as a result. Because that would make these things a little more justifiable. All we do is hand out bumper stickers and the schedule and say, gee, have you heard of the station? It's totally useless from that perspective. I mean, we don't even turn people into new members. So, lots smaller events that take a lot less staff time, and the only thing that I'm willing to even remotely support. On the transmitter issue, and Kim can correct me if my impression is wrong, but my impression, the reason it's 3 grand less than last year's transmitter when they're supposed to be twins, is because, from what I've been told by the general manager,
He's got the 18,000 or so that was not utilized by the solar project that was stopped, and they have apparently sent letters back to all of the donors to that project to see if they wanted their money back, and no one's responded. So he's going to reallocate that to the translator, and he also says he has a $10,000 major donor. That is my supposition as to how we end up with the number. Approximately $30,000 less. So if there is something different going on, then that's the only thing I'm aware of, which is approximately the same number you're talking about there.
I actually don't think so based on the conversations we had earlier, but I'll wait for my turn on the staff. Maybe Kim knows. I don't know.
Yeah, and hopefully we're all getting the same information. That's what we're here for, right?
Yeah, ideally. Okay, Kim, go for it. Kim?
Sorry, I'm now not on mute. The transmitter was $92,000. The other money was for two things. One was to rebuild the backup generator, which was about $12,000, and the rest of it was for a new audio server, which was in like a $15,000 and then a $20,000 payment.
Okay.
For August and September. So the total is that $121,000. So the 92 in 13, I don't know if previously there had been another 10,000 in there for other things that might go wrong. So since you now have the line above for that money, the solar money, line 9, since now you have the transmitter capital campaign in the revenue above,
mm-hmm.
So then you put the transmitter back to 92,000, so it's all on the budget. So that's good.
Right.
But I thought that there had been at least $10,000 in case something else goes wrong. I'm going to find out exactly what amount is in that solar account in the next day or two. As for community events, I can only say that they really don't reach out to new listeners. It's kind of the same old listeners, and they're really this budget is not the budget that we were given. It's going back to the general manager. He's going to have to make a whole lot of decisions about what to do. And at this point, he's going to have to decide what's more important, the transmitter or this stuff that loses money. I personally don't feel like telling him what to do in this area.
Okay, I'm going to put myself on the stack. Does anyone else want to be on?
Bill?
Summer just has one thing to say about that transmitter. So.
Okay, I heard Summer. I heard Bill. Anybody else? Okay, Summer.
I already told Bernard the transmitter was, high priority, and that basically as soon as we dealt with central services and get into the new fund drive, we need to deal with the transmitter because that's our outreach there. So that's what I'm communicating to management. I think transmitter is much higher priority than any of the other fluffy stuff,
Mm-hmm. Okay, Bill.
Okay, well, from what Kim was saying, it sounds like about 16 or 17,000 of that 120.9K for FY12 is in the wrong line item. If it's not transmitter equipment, the server that she was talking about, I guess it would go into the broadcast tech equipment line 41. But that's FY12, so I guess it's kind of relevant to this.
That was that last minute equipment purchase.
Right, and then on the comment on that Bernard may have to make some decisions about how to shift the money around and stuff. Well, once the budget's approved, you can't spend more or isn't supposed to spend more than what's allocated for each individual line item.
Right.
So that's sort of fixed. He can go under it, and if it needs to go more over, he's got to ask permission, essentially, because the budget basically authorizes spending up to those amounts for each individual line item. It's not just the total that matters.
Yeah. This is Tracy. I wanted to be on the stack. I think what we are doing as an NSC is we're saying that at this point in time, the investment needs to be in the transmitter. and not in ambitious community events. And I think that's reasonable based on the track record of the past year or so, which has been that the transmitter problems have caused a great deal of damage and the event efforts haven't gone that well. So I think that is, as Bill states, that's a resource allocation decision. And I think, I mean, we'll have to see how the vote goes, but I think that supports the majority on this committee is sort of that opinion. In terms of how the transmitter costs are reflected in this document, the $92,000, as I said, and I agree with Kim here, and my understanding all along has been the $92,000 is flat out the cost of the transmitter. And that's the bill from Nautel will be for X amount. And, of course, we went through something with the first transmitter where it wasn't all reflected in the budget, and we don't want to do that again. We want the full 100% cost of the transmitter to be in there. The $15,000 capital campaign is basically a placeholder for the money in the solar account that will be pulled out of that restricted fund and brought in as income and spent on expenses. It's distinctly possible that KPFK will be able to raise some additional money towards that cost, and I hope so. And there is $40,000 in additional donations in the budget. Presumably some of that would be raised perhaps to help with the transmitter. I don't know, you know, what other major donor efforts are planned. If, Kim Summer, you feel like in addition to you know, $40,000, there's enough major donor stuff documented that a little bit more than that would be a reasonable projection. We could certainly look at that. I didn't hear anything from Bernard and Anthony when they came in and talked to us that sort of supported any significant major donor effort. But if I'm wrong about that, let us know. We could always put another $10,000 or $15,000 or $20,000 in that category if we feel it's justified.
This is Summer.
Kim to the stack.
Okay, I heard Summer and Kim and somebody. Who's the other person?
You had all KPFKers.
Okay. Well, go ahead. We'll go Summer, Ken, and Kim.
Okay, I'm not comfortable putting anything more in major donor. I do understand from management that there is a major donor who has contributed previously for a equipment acquisition who's willing to put something in on this, but I don't personally yet feel that I see evidence of, you know, like any sort of capital campaign with major donors pegged in that I would feel comfortable increasing the major donor line, frankly. Okay, not that I'm not hopeful that people will work on that, but I don't think based on where we're at right now that I see, you know, new acquisition of major donors occurring at this point that would make me want to raise that number, you know.
Okay. Yep. Okay. Ken?
Kim or Ken?
I said Ken because Kim
has spoken
more recently than you.
Thank you. No. Please, don't encourage a fantasy. We have to live in the real world. And if they do get extra funds from the donations, it can go to unexpected capital gain, costs, which haven't been budgeted, or we could put a sign outside that says the building is KPFK.
Point of information, if you could speak a little louder, please.
I said don't encourage a fantasy, and if we do get major donors for capital expenses, maybe we could wind up putting a sign outside that says the building is actually KPFK.
Yeah, well, we do have $40,000 in that budget for donations, and KPFK has not been a donations magnet in the past, so there is still a certain amount allocated. It was just a question of whether that amount was correct based on what's planned for this year. Okay, Kim?
I will agree with my colleagues. Do not raise it. I'm nervous about all of these numbers because I until we get that transmitter, it's just going down. You know, it's not going up.
Point of information.
Okay. Yes, Campbell?
Yes. I was wondering, are you on, well, I don't know if they have a combined federal campaign in L.A., but are you in the United Way giving circle?
Someone from KPFK would have to answer that. I have no idea.
Yeah.
I want to say I don't think so, Campbell, but, you know, these are the things we need to ascertain for every station. What are we involved with? What companies know that their, you know, employees can do matching funds? You know, we've talked about these things. There's a whole specific list of stuff that you line out and you figure it out, and some of it's geographically central, but I want to say no. Okay?
Not that you know of, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Not that I know of, Campbell, but these are the types of assessment things, you know, that we need to do as an organization to figure out things that our stations aren't taking advantage of, okay?
I think so,
and I think so right now.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, presumably the corporate match is people's employers matching their contributions.
Absolutely.
But whether they use the United Way function, I don't see any evidence that any of the stations.
Well, but, I mean, I think that's something we ought to do corporate-wise, you know.
Me too.
Just me, but, you know.
Well, Campbell, you and I are going to be having a conversation this week about things more local to your environment. We can talk about some of this other stuff then afterwards, too, okay?
Okay, great, sure.
Cool. Thank you.
Okay. So let's leave it open for another minute or two. Are there any questions about the KPFK budget in general, mostly on the expense line? But, of course, at this point, we can talk about anything before we start trying to finalize. Anybody? Okay. Anybody else? Okay, Bill.
Just a comment, a follow-up on a question that we had previously about car donations. Dwayne, our GM at KPFT, says that we get 85% of the auction value of the vehicles. So if KPFK is getting less, you know, maybe you should look for another place. But, I believe we had almost $100,000 in there for that, so I hope that's still realistic for next year.
Summer can answer that.
Okay. Anybody else? Okay, Summer.
Okay, so Bill, Teresa got a hold of me on the car donation thing, right? And that organization appears to be willing to offer us that good rate, 85%. Kay, anyway, long story short, as I asked all the managers to send me what they have, what I was sent by Kay, it appears it was 20% that the company retained rather than 15. We could get 15 if we did a sort of more consolidated thing. I'm working on it. It's a long story. And I'm working, you know, Teresa sent me underlying data, and that's probably the best deal is what you're getting at KPFT. The one that Kay is getting, I believe, is 5% worse, and so perhaps we can improve that, okay? So, and I'll take a look at the other stations. Kay was pretty prompt on getting some stuff. Yeah, I've got to take a look at it. It hasn't been quite as high a priority as payroll, but anyway, we've got data coming in, and if other stations aren't realizing as much potential, I mean, we'll normalize that as quickly as possible. I can't see anyone objecting to that, frankly. So,
okay. All right, well, I think for the purposes of a budget, we can't assume one way or the other, but it would be nice. Yeah.
Yeah, I'd put the number they've got, but they're not getting a horrible deal, I guess, is what I'm getting at, but it could be improved.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right, but it wouldn't be an enormous amount of money that would be like a game changer. Okay.
It's totally, like $5,000, you're talking $100,000 total. I mean, nothing that you're going to rebalance a budget on, okay? So you can stick with the numbers you've got. Anything we do that's better is going to be only marginally better, so, okay,
yeah.
On that one.
Okay, thanks for that. Anybody else? Okay. Well, then we should all take a deep breath because we are about to craft a very long motion. I think of all the budgets, we did the most expense adjustments on this one. I think most of what we did is good and will help, but we do need to itemize it, and it's not going to be short. Okay. I'm going to go back to the document that Kim was nice enough to prepare that basically itemizes most of these. And I guess what we'll do is I will bring them up line by line. Our Paul, if you could take notes, so we end up with an omnibus motion. And then if at any point along the line people want to stop and discuss one of the items that's brought up, we can just sort of take a break and have some discussion. So let me go back to the document, and we'll kind of start at the top and work our way down. Okay, it's going to take me a second to open it. All And I do need to make one revenue note as well, because we put the $15,000 back in revenue, so we need to mention that as well. Okay. You know what? I should get this out of here. Give me a second. I just want to make sure, because there's been so many different versions of this. I just want to make sure that we're working with the most recent one. So I'm just going to re-download it directly from Kim's message. There we go. And I'll open it up here. Okay, it will open up in a second. Thanks for your patience, everyone.
This is the same as what you sent out just before the meeting. Is that right?
Yes, but what I'm opening up is an annotated version that I got from Kim with notes about what the old numbers used to be, so that we can do a sort of an omnibus motion, because we made probably 10 or 12 different expense modifications, and we need to itemize what those are. And it's not a short motion. Because the budget that we ended up with is substantially different than the budget that we were presented with.
Point of information, I'm going to be looking at the same document as well. So we'll both.
Okay, so you'll correct me if I'm screwing up. Okay, good. All right, so it's opening. It should be about 20 seconds, and then we will start with this giant motion. And like I said, if at any point people want to stop and talk about an item, we could do that. And Paul, if you could just record all the account number, line number change from this to that stuff, that would be great.
Right. I'll do my best, and I may need to interrupt the times to nail that down. And we'll get
it. Information.
Yes, Campbell.
Yes. I'm wondering, and this may be because I just haven't been aware, but at the end of the process, say like next year before this time, do we have a reconciliation to see if the monies that we had urged, I guess you could say, station units to spend in a certain way was spent in that sort of way, do we just sort of assume?
Then no, that's why you get budget to actuals reports, and that's why you do quarterly analysis, which we have tried to do. We generally do it for two or three quarters out of the year. We can't do it during budget season, but we did, I believe, do first and second quarter reviews for all stations this year, and that's what our budget to actual is.
Okay, fine. I know you can't always say that the revenues are going to turn out the same way that you project, but, certainly in the expense categories, we should, have some kind of coherence, or either we should be able to have a rationalization as to why it didn't happen the way that it was, we had projected it to happen.
Yes, when we do the quarterly reviews, we try to ask the LSB treasurers to be prepared to defend places where we're out of whack with the budget. Most have done a pretty good job of it. We do occasionally ask the GMs on as well. Some have chosen to come, some have chosen not to come. As you know, I think there's actually a motion in front of the PNB to sort of compel them to come.
Okay.
Which might be a good thing, or to at least more strongly urge it. Most of them have been pretty good, to be fair. Occasionally, it really hasn't worked to get them there. so we're trying to kind of be a little stronger about that. Okay. So the only change to revenue that we need to report above and beyond what we did is the addition of a capital campaign. We put this into account 5040, line 19, restricted contribution. We called it capital campaign for transmitter, and we added $15,000. And that was to reflect the income coming in from the solar campaign that would now be used for a general operational expense, namely the transmitter.
Point of information, you don't want to detail the things that we took out of here?
On the revenue side, we already did that last week.
Well, to have an explanation.
The motion, it's not an explanation. It's
okay.
A recording of what we did.
Okay.
If we want to write a narrative, we can write a narrative. But this is strictly a motion. And we already addressed the changes that we made to revenue last week. And there's been one additional change that's being recorded.
I see. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, we can't have RPOL write an essay. If we want to do a narrative as a committee, we can do it, but this is a motion. Okay. So moving down.
Okay, question, line 19, you're saying?
Line 19 in Excel, account 5040.
Okay, all right, I have line 18. Okay, you're working on a different document from...
You're right. It's line 18. I apologize.
Well,
I need to get that line the heck out of there.
It's line 9 in the budget I'm looking at, the one you sent this evening. Okay.
Okay, let's do this. Let's just use account numbers. Because the documents change because some lines were taken out, so let's just use the account numbers. The account number is 5040.
Wow, this is 5002.
What? No, I don't think so, Kim. Let me look what you're looking at.
KPFK, MFC modified, that's what came tonight.
I'm looking at two different lines. Kim's talking about the capital campaign for the transmitter.
Yeah, $15,000.
Where is it? Where was it put? Let's see.
I'm 4 of those on line.
No, she's correct. She's correct. It was put under major donors, major and minor donors. She's correct. I'm sorry. Okay, let's use account numbers. Let's not use Excel because certain things are going to be different from document to document. But Kim is correct. It's account 5002, transmitter capital campaign. We added $15,000 in revenue to the FY 2013 budget. It's item 1.
Okay, it's line 5002, and you're adding what?
$15,000 in revenue for a transmitter restricted fund.
Okay.
Okay. Going to the expense side. Okay. Actually, we have to do something in capital. Line 1420 was corrected to $92,000 to reflect the full cost of the Nautel transmitter.
You mean account 14? What?
Account 1420 was adjusted to $92,000 to account for the full cost of the Nautel transmitter. Okay.
Turning to expenses, account 6591 was lowered to $1,000, and that is local station board expenses.
I'd like line 9, because I don't know what you're talking about. I'm not sure.
Account 6591 under local board election expenses.
Okay.
It's called local station board expenses.
Right, right. Okay.
Okay. Reduced to $1,000 to reflect actuals. Okay. Under administrative.
It says 900 in the budget I'm looking at.
Oh, yeah, because it didn't balance otherwise. I'm sorry, make that 900. I was trying to make all the columns across add up, which, under the circumstances, was a big waste of time. Okay. Moving to administrative expenses. Account 6500, telephone expense, was raised to $96,000. Line.
I'm sorry, what was the amount?
Was raised to $96,000.
96.
From approximately 84. That was an adjustment from Kim. Okay?
Based on the actuals.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and the actuals support that change. Okay, next one. Account 6531 is insurance expense. Raised from $12,000 to $14,000. Again, based on actuals. Okay. 6581, local travel and mileage. Lowered from $7,600 to $4,000. Since that mostly reflects trips to Mount Wilson, and there should be less of them.
Question?
Once we replace the sputtering transmitter. Yes.
Okay. Should I be copying down that it's going to be like local travel and mileage lowered to 4,000 or lowered from 2?
I would say lowered to 4,000.
Okay, fine.
I don't think you're responsible for recording the old numbers.
I agree.
Okay. Going on. Account 6635, storage rental. Lowered to 880, again to match actuals. That's from 1500. I don't know what more we were planning to store, but we're not going to do it.
Whatever they store, it's been stored, and it's always been $871 for the last 3 years. So, you know, I'm unwilling to really...
To bet on it.
Well, I mean, whatever. That's why it's changed. And whatever they have in there, they have it. And that number hasn't changed for 3 years.
Okay. Continuing on. Account 6655, depreciation, raised to $83,400. And again, that's based on numbers from the audit. Okay. And the next one is 6660, other administrative expense. Lowered to $3,000, again, based on actuals. Okay. We're going to move down to programming. We have two there. Account 6700, tapes and supplies, lowered to 4500 to match actuals.
Okay. And account 6806, non-operating grant expenses, lowered to zero as the revenue and expenses here are restricted. They're not general operating. Are you with us, Harpal?
Yep, gotcha so far.
Okay, we have about six or seven to go. But we are going to move into development. Okay, 6730, paging and subscriptions. Lowered to 7682. That is lockbox savings. Okay, 6413, premiums from the archives, lowered to $20,000, and that is proportional to the listener support declining slightly.
This is LaVarne.
Yes.
I think summary's still on. We have made a commitment from the general managers to purchase more from the archive.
Mm-hmm.
So the initial amount, I think we had twice that amount. So lowering it to 25 is not in line with what Bernard and the other general managers have committed to do. So that number really should, I mean, you know, because...
This is Bernard's budget that he provided us with, and the number that he had was 23,000.
Well, initially he had like 52, and then somewhere
not in the budget that he gave to the NFC. No, he did not.
I have the summary. I sent the summary out to the the archives, and he here I'll find it. He actually had everyone had raised their commitment to the archives. I'll find it. Keep talking.
Well, Kim, to the staff.
I will say that on the call that we had with Bernard and Anthony, there was some discussion of this, and they discussed the fact that they didn't think archive premiums did very well, and that they did not think that they would be purchasing more from the archives.
Oh,
there's
really?
There is nothing to stop them from using some of the funds allocated in 6750 to buy more from the archives. So I think from a budgetary point of view, it is what it is.
Came to the stack.
Yeah, but again, those updated numbers weren't given to the NFC in the budget that he presented.
I know it was one of the reasons it was reduced because it reduces expenses. But I'm telling you, that's one of the reasons it was reduced. But you know, absolutely, it can be. As long as the two categories are there. But the issue is that when the initial commitment was to increase it, that was also what determined what the archives budget would be. So
when did this happen?
It reduces the archives budget, so we have to adjust for that. Uh-huh. So
when did this conversation occur with this increased commitment, Laverne?
When did the conversation? We've discussed this over the year. I mean, there's no specific conversation.
So why didn't he reflect that in the budget that he prepared?
Like I said, well, you know, my position is it was reduced because it reduces expenses. But, you know, if someone said the archives premiums, that's the first time I've heard anyone from KPFK use that, say the archives premiums were not as good. I've heard that argument from KPFA, but not from KPFK or the archives. But anyway, it's just that. That really changes what we had initially thought we would have for the archives. But if that's his commitment, that's what's in there, we'll just adjust archives downward in terms of the funds they have that they were expecting.
It does seem to be a 25% increase over what they did in 2012. If you take a look at the projection for 2012, which at this point is $15,000. So it is an increase. It may not be as large an increase as you'd like.
Okay. Well, I mean, I'm trying to find my own budgets here. But go ahead.
Jim to the stack.